بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. The Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, he told us that there's nothing heavier on the scale of a believer on the day of judgment than good character. And really, if you want to summarize a human being's life, it all comes down to their scale on the day of judgment. Are the good deeds going to outweigh the bad deeds? Is somebody going to be successful in the hereafter? Because that is the true life, the everlasting life. Will we go to Jannah? Will we go to Jahannam? So this information, letting us know what will be so heavy on that day, is something we should take heed to. And the scholars, they've given us 4 ahadith that all relate, they all attach one way or another to everything that is related to having good character in Islam. So today I want to share those 4 ahadith so that we might remember them, we might take heed. The first hadith is where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he told us that none of you have complete iman, none of you have complete belief until you love for your brother what you love for yourself. This is a very important hadith. This is the first of 4 that if we can implement this, then inshallah we will be of those who have good Islamic character. Do we want for our Muslim brothers what we want for ourselves? Do we want them to be guided? Do we want them to have the best in this life and the best in the hereafter? If we don't, then the problem isn't with them. The problem is with our iman. The problem is with us and our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our belief in Allah, in this deen. There's a deficiency until we love for our brothers what we love for ourselves. The second hadith I'd like to share. Somebody came to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam and asked him for advice. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam, he told him, don't get angry. That was his advice. So hadith number 2, don't get angry. And although this is so few words and it's so easy to remember, it seems so simple, it's so profound. Because just think about the effect that anger has on people. How many lives have been ruined? How many traumatic experiences have taken place just because somebody was angry? Just because there was a moment of rage. Somebody said something, somebody did something that they'll never be able to take back. Some people are imprisoned for the rest of their lives. Some people are dead. Some people have completely ruined relationships or stained relationships, burnt bridges, just because they got angry and they said something, they did something. So the second hadith is to not get angry. Hadith number 3, whoever believes in Allah in the last day, let him speak good or remain silent. How powerful is our speech? Just speech, just communication verbally. How powerful is it? Keep in mind that the Quran is a recitation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he sent us revelation through the Quran, which is a verbal recitation. How many lives have been transformed? How many people on a daily basis, they are guided? How many people have spiritually gone from being completely dead to completely alive just because of the Quran? How many lives have been changed just because of the hadith, because of the narrations, the speech of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, what he has passed down? How powerful is one's speech? It's something that we should keep in mind. It's a double-edged sword. You can change somebody's life. You can change somebody's day just by saying the right thing to them. But the opposite is also true. You can ruin somebody's day. You can tell somebody something, say something to somebody that they'll never forget for the rest of their life, that will bother them, that will keep them up at night, just because you said something negative. So what good advice is this? Whoever believes in Allah in the last day, let him speak good or remain silent. And the final 4th hadith, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam taught us that from the perfection of one's Islam is to leave that which does not concern him. To leave that which does not concern him. Think about how better the world would be on so many levels if everybody left that which did not concern them. If everybody focused on what does concern them, if we all got our priorities straight and worried about our own lives, focused on what is going to improve us and benefit us in the hereafter, rather than focused on other people regarding things that have nothing to do with us. How often do we get distracted thinking about things, talking about things, investigating and gossiping things that have absolutely no benefit? Think if we exchanged all that time, all that energy, and we replaced it with something that was beneficial. We replaced it with dua, with researching the religion, learning Arabic, studying the Quran and the hadith, or if we just replaced it with better actions, with maintaining our family ties, being good to our spouse, our parents, our children. Think about how better we would be as individuals. So these are the four ahadith that are related to good Islamic character, and there will be nothing heavier on the scale of a believer on the Day of Judgment than good character. So just to summarize once again, number one, none of you have complete iman until you love for your brother what you love for yourself. Number two, don't get angry. Number three, whoever believes in Allah in the last day, let him speak good or remain silent. And number four, from the perfection of one's Islam, is to leave that which does not concern him. May Allah grant us the best of Islamic character. May Allah make our good deeds heavy on the Day of Judgment. May Allah make us of those who enter Jannah in the hereafter. Jazakumullahu khairan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.